You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Happy Friday the 13th. That is the top trending topic today. Happy Friday the 13th. People discussing, you know, omens.
There's a survey out that 80% of Americans don't care, don't pay any attention. But at Krispy Kreme, if you buy a dozen donuts today, you can get a second dozen for 13 cents.
I like that. Free donuts.
Yeah, a dozen glaze for 13 cents.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you want a chance, eating donuts or driving over there today.
That's right.
On Friday the 13th.
Yeah. They did the first civilian spacewalk yesterday. Everybody saw the video. All I can think of is if I get the chance to flex on like everybody in the world and do a spacewalk as a civilian, I'm going to find a better pose to do. Because when the civilians actually get out into space, they get like this weird posture. So if I'm telling like a girl I'm flirting with, like, hey, watch me in space. And then I get out there and I'm just like this, I'm going to look like a goober. So, but it did look cool if you got to see the videos. People are celebrating that major milestone. And then one of the biggest stories today, last night during the Dolphins game, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Exactly. Yeah. Suffered another concussion. So, I don't know. What is this, three or four for him?
People say that he was supposed to be, like, done after the next one, which is this one.
Yeah, they say he contemplated retirement before last season because in 2022 he had three, I believe, because they held him out the end of the year. He didn't play anymore. One of those was the one where that picture that you've seen a lot of, where he was on his back and his hands were just in midair frozen because he couldn't move his hands or anything. Yeah,
he kind of did that last night.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really scary. So with his history of concussions, he very well, 26, he may be forced to retire.
Yeah, he's a nice fellow too.
Seems like a very good guy.
That's what everybody seems to be saying. It's hard to watch because he's such a nice person off the football field. But do you make anything of these people commenting that the NFL should be sued if they let him play again? I mean, is it?
I don't make anything of anything serious out of most sports commentators.
Yeah. Okay.
I think most of them are just idiots.
Yeah. How should the NFL be sued if he decides to come back and play? If he understands, and they make, I'm sure they will, if there's no doubt they will, make clear to him, hey, if you get hit again, this is what could happen. And he says, okay. Well, you've told him, and he makes the decision to play. That's on him.
Yeah. They changed the concussion protocol after his last one, they said. The NFL did. Mm-hmm. So will they pressure him to be like, we don't want this as a part of the NFL?
They very well might.
Yeah, they could say they don't want the liability of it.
Yeah, they probably will.
Bad image of it and all that.
Yeah, it's scary video if you haven't seen it. I mean, it was a bad. I don't know anything about hits, but it looked pretty bad from the videos I've seen. So praying for him, obviously.
And it was the guy who almost died on the field a couple of years ago that hit him.
Yeah. But it wasn't a vicious.
Which I thought was pretty mean. I mean, he's been there. I don't know why. He knows what it feels like, why he would do that to poor Tua.
But what's weird, it wasn't like it was a vicious shot. It wasn't a dirty shot or anything. It's one of those things that happens.
Yeah, his neck just kind of cranks the wrong way.
In the wrong position.
So scary stuff. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
There is something new. You know, a famous, brilliant person has always said that it seems like women are just looking for more and more for excuses to get gifts in situations. And that person is proven right once again with something new on the horizon for the ladies coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more.
Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I'm not saying this as just a, you know, picking on women or anything. I'm not even saying that this is wrong. I'm just saying that this is how the difference in the sexes, how the differences are. This is one of them. I don't know of any guys that get something like a promotion or something like that and then say, hey, we need to celebrate me and get together and people bring me gifts and stuff. But there is something new now called the success shower, where it's treated just like a baby shower or a bridal shower, but it's to celebrate the accomplishments of someone. Like if they do get a promotion at work, or there's something that they got as far as like let's say you were the top salesperson at your company and you got a bonus or something, then you would say, you know what, this is so exciting. Let's have a shower for me, a success shower. And all your friends get together and they bring you gifts and all of that. So happy success shower.
You throw your own shower?
The story that they focused on here, this lifestyle story, focuses on a woman who threw her own shower. But that's just because everything's new now.
Yeah.
It'll get to the point hopefully soon where your friends will know you've just accomplished something and they will give you the shower.
Well, what a great deal, though. I just got a promotion and a raise. And then I'm going to have this party, and then y'all bring me gifts. Mm-hmm. So you get a promotion, a raise, and a bunch of free stuff. Right. What?
And I think that that in the story they said women accomplish things all the time that need to be celebrated other than becoming a wife or mother. But aren't those just called parties? Like if you threw a party for yourself, or somebody said, hey, you know what, let's go out and celebrate your promotion. Okay. You don't have to say, let's go celebrate me, bring me gifts, all of that. Yeah. That's where the problem is, I think, in what you're going for. Because I'm not one to ever even consider. I would never say, hey, I'm giving myself a party to celebrate, you know, the ratings that we just got that were good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a party for myself and everybody bring gifts and somebody, you know, line it up with cake and decorations and all.
I mean, trust me. We've had monster ratings through the years. Number one in multiple cities. Mm. But never have we said, let's throw ourselves a party.
And there have been 4 kids born to the two of us while working at big broadcast companies and everything, and nobody at work gave us a shower at in the break room or conference room or anything.
That's true.
But all the women who had babies at work had all that.
That's you know what? That's a good point, TJ. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Now, that would have meant we would have had to stay later in the day after the show to do that, so I'm glad they didn't. But I'm just saying, a double standard is a double standard.
If you'd like to throw you a shower, that's got to happen before 10 a.m. Yeah.
So get ready, ladies, to be invited to success showers now.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/compucom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I have some information here that I don't even know if I feel right about giving it out. I don't know if it's, it would kind of make me feel dirty. Okay. Even though millions of people have seen this and gotten this information, because it went viral on the social medias, on the TikTok. But it's basically a cheat code of how you can win something from the claw game every time you do it.
What? I've always wanted to do a claw game. Never done one.
You've never played the claw game at all?
Not once.
It's one of the most frustrating things in the world.
I hate it.
It's just like, oh, it's going to get it.
God. I see those ones with iPhones in them and like stacks of cash. I'm like, how does that work?
And I don't know what the skill to it is, but when my daughter Peyton was little, and even like in the high school, she could out of three times win a stuffed animal or something. Nothing no good, but she could get something out of it. I don't know how that works.
Well, this says that what happens is that every claw machine has a sensitivity level on it. Like when you start it or grab it or whatever, it goes 1 to 5, and 5 is the one that you want. Like if it sets itself at 5 randomly, which it goes to 5 the least amount of time, then you have a better shot at getting something that way. So here's the cheat code. When you start the machine, it randomly selects a level, 1 to 5. And you press on the little where you dial which direction it's going to go. Mm-hmm. You go left, right, down, down, and then press the grab button twice before starting the claw, I guess. And you'll hear a prompt sound, like a beep. It's a slight sound. That means it's gone into sensitivity 5. And it says this means the machine has switched to the level 5 sensitivity. And if you try to grab it again at this time, you will come back to thank me.
Okay. So left, right, down, down, claw, claw.
Yeah.
Hear the prompt.
Ding. Yeah. Then hit it again and it'll grab something.
About to get a new iPhone. Really?
Yeah. About to get a diamond ring.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But
left, right, down, down, claw, claw.
But that's, down. Is that stealing? Because you're cheating at the game.
No, you're not. Are you cheating?
Yeah, you could, because you've, it's like a spoiler on a TV show, and you go look it up online, and then you sit there with all your friends and go, oh, I know what's about to happen. And then,
well,
it's cheating, yeah. Because
is that any different?
Somebody puts the inventory in that thing. That game is somebody's business.
Yeah, but is it any different than like in a football game? And say a running back, every time he goes to run, he touches his left shoulder. If you see him do that, you're like, it's a tell, it's a tip.
I think it's the same thing as if you figure out that the ATM has a glitch in it.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think this is more akin to that.
This still involves some skill, though. You still have to actively then move the claw and make it work.
I don't think so. I think you just once you lock it into that, wherever you drop it, pretty much it's going to catch something because it's on that level 5.
Yeah,
this is kind of like a get back at them story. You go, they're trying to get my money. Ha ha, got you instead.
Exactly.
I'm not sure that's right, Rob.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/compucom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin,
America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Well, Ace and I were just talking about something that went on in our home state of Louisiana last night that made national news. The Northwestern State University Demons from Natchitoches, Louisiana. My mama's alma mater.
Mine too.
Because you can go ask my mama. They made the news from their football game last night against South Alabama because the coaches had to agree to play only a 6-minute fourth quarter because the score was so out of reach. Northwestern State University lost the game 87-10. Can you imagine what it would have been if they'd played the full 15 minutes of the fourth quarter?
87-10. And they didn't even play an entire fourth quarter. No,
that's not good.
That was the only reason they did that, so they wouldn't score 100.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you get to 87, South Alabama was like, we got to go for 100. I mean, I understand that. We could score 100. We've got to score 100 in a football game. Let's do it.
And then right after the game last night, a video went viral of Northwestern's quarterback talking about the situation. And he's kind of burly looking. He's got a beard and he's got like kind of a thick, curly hair. Kind of glassy-eyed, and he's holding up a plate full of French fries to the camera, and this is what he says.
All right, one of us is French and one of us is fried. I'll give you a hint. I'm not French. Yeah, dog.
That wasn't really their quarterback. I just... brilliantly tied those two things together. The radio professional that I am.
One of us is French and one of us is fried, and I'm not French.
All right, one of us is French and one of us is fried. I'll give you a hint. I'm not French. Yeah, dog.
I love that guy.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Incredible.
And if you think there's no hope because you drink too many soft drinks and you just can't quit, there's a nice lady who would like to encourage you because she's been where you are.
I never thought, y'all, that I could get over my addiction of Pepsi Cola. I've been clean for almost 2 years. I never thought anybody could tell me that I could have some tea. You can get over your addiction. I give God the praise my weight and all. But giving over Pepsi, I had used to drink 4 or 5 Pepsis a day. And I haven't had Pepsi going on almost another, going on 2 years. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Give God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
I've never heard anybody talking about being addicted to something that's not alcohol or drugs or something and then say, I've been clean. But it makes sense. It makes sense.
Well, but
if it's an addiction.
But so she just swapped it out for tea.
Yeah, that's worse.
So she stopped drinking Pepsi, and now she just drinks tea. So she still got a ton of sugar content.
It may not be sugar. She sounded like a sweet tea person, but it may not be. It may be maybe artificially sweetened, like Riggins with his sugar twin. Sweet tea.
But that's not good. She has 4 or 5 of those a day.
Well no one told her that she could just have tea.
All right, so Riggins and the Weekend Review coming up next. Get ready.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Riggins, won't you do something?
Okay.
Do something.
Riggins got his guitar. He's ready to go. Before we get to the week interview, quick reminder. We do a lot of stuff on the show. A lot of podcasts, a lot happening. Go download, check it all out. The Ace and TJ Show, Ace and Friends, TJ and Jody's House. The Week in Review will be its own podcast up today. Spotify, Apple Music, the Ace and TJ app, which is free. You can download that in your app store. So all kinds of stuff from the Ace and TJ Show every day.
More like a reek in review because it stinks so badly.
Yeah. This is a very special time when we all come together. The week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show reviewed for us in song, it's Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. The presidential debate happened on Tuesday, a big highlight of the campaign. But Ace was debating too. Cheap wine or cheap champagne?
Nailed
Ace,
it.
Ace has been drinking a little bit more, but it's not too much on any scale. But he's gone from crushing monsters to crushing yellowtail. Tech D Rob drinks the least out of all of us. I think everyone agrees. But then he'll come in on a Monday and he'll tell us he had 30 twisted teas.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Today is Friday the 13th. I don't have a joke, which is such a pity. What's scary is Ace's search history. He's like the mayor of Dark Web City. And summer is officially almost over. It's really breaking my heart. People are ditching their summer bods. It looks like Ace got a head start. That's so.
Here, catty, 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 catty.
I guess it's time to put away the gold bond. Cooler weather is almost here. I must have roots in Louisiana because I've got a swamp like half the year.
It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
TJ made a snickerdooter... Let me try this again. TJ made a snickerdoodle cobbler, which sounds like a lot of fun. Other fun facts about TJ, he drives a truck and carries a gun. Ace is going to the LSU game tomorrow. I just know he cannot wait, but his tickets are pretty bad. He's sitting right off the interstate.
That's very true.
And tomorrow is National Sober Day. Celebrate however you can, but Ace and Amanda at an LSU game, this holiday was over before it began.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you.
That was one of the better ones in a while. Thank good.
You. Are you saying snickerdoodle cobbler does not go with a pickup and a gun?
Seems like they're not a match made in heaven. It's tough to say, too.
So we got into a conversation yesterday based upon a piece of audio that TJ played for us, and we had questions. And you, the radio family, coming through again on our new Ace and TJ hotline with real-world information that we all need. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom acetj.com/compucom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Y'all are beautiful people, the Ace and TJ Radio family. This happens all the time. There are some facts in life you just can't Google. So TJ had a clip that he played yesterday on the show that we all found very amusing, but it made us have questions. So let's go back. This is the clip that TJ played for all of us yesterday that started this entire conversation.
Okay, the secret's out. I'm head lot lizard at the Flying J, so I get first dibs on truckers, which ones I want to entertain, and what hours I want to work. Have a nice day.
So she is making her declaration. She is the head lot lizard at the Flying J. Lot lizard, you probably figured out if you didn't know, but it means you are essentially a prostitute there at the truck stop, entertaining the men who come in their trucks.
Yeah, and it's just as glamorous as it sounds.
Right. So we have this new Ace and TJ hotline, listener line, for you to use at your convenience. Anytime, 24/7, leave us a message. The number is 833-ATJ-1047. 833-285-1047. And anytime somebody leaves a message, it sends me an email with the message attached. So this guy heard that yesterday and decided he would clear up exactly how the lot lizard business works at truck stops.
Hey, y'all's said about the lot lizards. There's usually about five to a truck stop, and it is up to the driver. And no, there's no male lizards either.
And that was it.
I just love that guy.
Yeah,
he's got a great voice.
Usually about five. It is up to the truck driver. Mm-hmm. And no, there's no male lizards. He didn't leave his name. I don't know. Thank you, sir. But thank you for that piece of information. Thank you.
So, in other words, there's not a rank of lizard, right? Like she was saying, I'm the head lizard. I make the rules. Because he's saying like the customer is the one that makes the choice.
Which was the question we had yesterday. Doesn't the customer get to make the choice?
So, you would have thought.
Does she get to be maybe the first one out there or something? Since she's since it's her lot, she has seniority on the lot. She gets to kind of waltz out there first and kind of, I present myself for your approval. Okay, I'm going to go back in and get a monster.
Mm-hmm. Or if there is a guy that's just looking for, just some company, I'm looking for some company. She's the one that gets the first dibs. Like if they're not particular about who it is, they're just saying, I want somebody to come keep me company.
That's right.
It's almost like I got this. You remember there was a guy, Ace, when we were first starting in radio, who was the top salesperson at that car dealership we did remote broadcasts from all the time. His name was Ronald Spencer. And he was, far ahead of the rest of them when it came to sales. If a customer drove on the lot, he had right of first refusal, no matter what. Say, all right, well, we just need to wait and see if Ronald wants this one. So it'd be the same thing.
Yeah. So that's the type of information we'd like to have 24/7 from you all the time, especially this weekend. Some, fun fact, whatever pops into your mind, want to share a story, have a comment, 833-ATJ-1047. It's 833-285-1047.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/compucom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more.
Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I'm about to give you a fact. It's not going to change your life. It probably won't make any difference. But you will think about this fact the next time you have some chip and dips or chips and dip.
Chip and dips.
Chip and dips. Chip and dips. Yeah. You go to see the Chip and Dales.
I'll give you that in like 15 seconds. But we just posted a new video where we work with a great company called Thompson. Thompson Child and Family Focus. They're fantastic. But we just posted a video on our social media for you to check out of some of the stuff that involves Thompson and their work with foster children and foster families, which is really great. So we hope you go check it out and find out more about Thompson Child and Family Focus. They're super. So here's this study that they did. And you go, well, no kidding. That makes total sense. But there's a catch to this. Researchers at Penn State have discovered a what they call a disastrous link between dips and caloric intake. Follow me on this. People who snack with chips and dip consume 77% more calories than when they just eat chips.
Yeah.
So if you have chips and dip, you're eating 77% more calories. But here's the interesting part. The reason is it's not the fact that the dip has all these calories, you know, and I mean, that's, you know, a factor, but it's because nobody eats fewer chips when they're having chips and dip. They had this theory that, oh, when you have dip, you don't eat as many chips, so it probably balances out. Turns out that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. If you eat 100 chips without dip, they did this study where they gave people ranch and they ate the same number of chips just with ranch.
Which is better. So you said that study was done at Duh University?
Right.
But again, because, but it doesn't mean you're eating dip and chip for chip, and you know what I mean? It's like you got the plain chips and you're eating the same amount, but then you're putting dip on every one of them. Then it would have to be that the caloric intake, yeah, of the dip is what's causing it, not because you're not eating any more chips.
Right. But the catch was you're not eating less chips. They thought when they did the survey, they won't eat as many chips because they're having the dip and it fills them up.
Who in the world would think that? Because the dip, you're not eating it and moving along to the next meal. You're eating it because it tastes good. And the dip makes the chip taste way better. I'll stand with a bag of thick-cut Ridge kettle chips and some hell of a good onion dip.
Oh, my God.
Well, and you rest good that night.
So here's what they did. They had people come to the testing place at two different times. One time they gave them three bags of chips, three small bags of chips. The next time they gave them three bags of chips and some ranch. And in both cases, they ate all the chips, but when they had the ranch, they said one of the surprises was they actually ate all the chips faster with the ranch.
Sure.
So their whole theory blown out of the water on that deal.
And I bet you people were complaining that we're not getting but three of these little fun sized bags of chips.
Yeah.
It's not even worth the drive over here for that.
Chips, man. What are we doing? So there's a lady who's going to have a breakdown, and it's going to make you laugh out loud. Why she's having a breakdown will upset a lot of ladies. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We mentioned earlier we got a lot of stuff that goes on the show every afternoon. I do a show called Ace and Friends that happens with Riggins and Tech D Rob and a variety of people that pop in from time to time. It's on the Ace and TJ app. You can stream it live at 3 o'clock, or you can download it as a podcast every afternoon. But we focused on this lady the other day. Riggins found this video of a woman who's having an emotional breakdown, which you would think is not funny, but in this case, it kind of is. And a lot of women are upset with her because of the reason she's having this emotional breakdown.
My husband's out of town and my freaking toilet just overflowed out of the blue. I went peeing and it just started, it wouldn't flush and then it went overflowing. And so I called my mom, we had to fix it. And now I had to go mop my floor. And I am so upset. I am so upset. So off Cinderella goes, because the day my husband goes out of town, either a spider shows up or this. Are you kidding? I'm not meant to be this independent.
Wow.
And women are like, oh my God, this is putting us, if you go through the comments, it's like, this just set us back 10 years. What are you doing? Why would you post this?
Why would she be in there drawing a map on her, since she's got to map her floor?
Right. That's what she said.
I got to map my floor. I went to go pee.
She had to make sure you knew it wasn't a number two.
Please.
Yeah. And then I called my mom. So she didn't know what to do. She's like, I called my mom and we got to clean it up. Yeah, that's what happened.
It's a toilet that overflowed. On the scale of crazy things that could happen at your house.
Was she pretty at least?
She's a pretty woman.
Okay, well, that's good. Ugly woman know how to fix a toilet. I'll tell you that right now.
That's the point you're making. Yeah. Okay.
You let an ugly woman get killing spiders.
Yeah.
Ugly woman kill spiders and eat them. They're not scared of anything.
Yeah.
They're not scared of toilet.
So just in hearing that, TJ, you were able to assume, she's an attractive woman.
She must be
ugly. Women, all ugly women know how to fix a stopped up toilet.
I'm not saying no pretty women do, but all ugly women do.
Okay.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Kevin Federline is trending today because Britney Spears and Kevin Federline's youngest child, their son, turns 18 today. And everybody said, congratulations to Britney Spears, your last day of paying Kevin Federline child support because your son is 18. Mm. But then TMZ came in to spoil the party. They unearthed some court documents that said she'll stop paying child support when the child turns 18 or he graduates high school, whichever is later. And he has not graduated high school yet. So still on the hook for some child support
payments. And then just to spite her, he might quit. Yeah, he quit high school and never get his diploma.
That was me. I did that. My son Kate turned 18 before he graduated high school because the way his birthday fell, long story, but the way his birthday fell, he started when he kindergarten when he was five, but he was a late five. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So he turned 18 before he graduated, and I could have stopped paying at 18, but I was like, no, I'll pay all the way through till he graduates.
Because you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the right
thing. Man, he should have quit.
just dipped out for a while.
Dropped out right there.
Yeah, Kate should have quit.
Like with a, I'm just saying, he wanted to keep getting that money. Your ex-wife should have made him quit. Hey, you're dropping out.
Yeah.
Mom, where are my books? I threw them away.
Yeah. Good luck learning.
Don't you want to go to Switzerland for a semester? Dexter is trending today. The first teaser for the Dexter prequel series hit the internet yesterday. The full series lands on December 13th on Paramount Plus. One thing I've learned, people that love Dexter,
love it.
Yeah. I tried it for a season. It didn't grab me, but people love Dexter.
Everybody assumes that I would love it like that because I've been into the serial killer studies and all that way before it became popular. Of course, like everything else. But I don't like Dexter because the part I like about serial killer shows is not knowing who. I like watching them chase him, the person, and catch up to him, figure out who it is.
Okay.
You know who the killer is the whole time through this show. I want them to catch the killer and figure out who it is.
So, nice try, Dexter.
Yeah.
It's a hard watch.
That's why it'll never be success.
That's why it'll never work out. I learned something about school pickups yesterday that blew my mind. I'll share it with you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
You can explain to me school pickups and school drop-off lines as many times as you want. I will not understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I went to public school. People had to drop their kids off. There was never a line. But I feel like in the last 10, 15 years, it's now just the norm to go by at about 2:33 p.m. And see a mile of cars at school.
A lot more people pick up their kids now that let them ride the bus home.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
It's not as many bus riders.
Yeah. Not as many bus riders. That's why we have these lines. Whatever it is. I'm always surprised when I see this huge line of people just waiting, like spending an hour of their day waiting in this line, which sounds torturous. I'm sure some people like it because it gives them an hour of just like quiet. Here's what a school in Pennsylvania has done. I saw this on TikTok. The PTA created a voucher, a skip the line voucher, and then auctioned it off to all the parents. Now, what this skip the line voucher does is it's basically a free pass to zoom ahead of everybody else, regardless of how long that line is, and get right to the front. They auctioned it off, and it went to the highest bidder, who paid for 1 year $789.
That's a steal.
Ooh. That was going to be my question. Now, $789, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But
that's a steal.
It's a steal.
It's
worth every penny.
I would have gladly paid $800 to have talked to that person. If I had the money, I'd pay $800 to just drive up right to the front of the line, get your kid and go. Yes.
Is there a way that this can't cause when other moms or whoever sees this woman drive by holding up her pass, like, excuse me, driving through, does that not create, even though she bought it fair and square, nothing?
Yeah.
Doesn't that create some animosity towards that mom and her entire family?
It's probably a thing hanging from the rearview mirror.
Sure.
That shows like when she's driving forward, hey, this is
coming in. Move over, fatso. I'm coming in.
I want to see how it works too.
I do too.
Is there an open lane? Do they like? Is it? Because I know at the middle school where my kids went, there was you couldn't have just like you either got there first or you know, stacked them up in order because there was no open lane.
Sure.
How does that work? Because if she has to drive around and there's a free lane, she literally just passes by all those cars.
They're just, would you just run up?
There is one school, though, that never has any waiting for drop-off, the homeschool.
Oh,
they don't have to wait.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So there was this clip going viral this week that showcased a woman talking about how she gets to sleep. Like, you've heard of counting sheep, and that's where, you know, every kid knows, like, oh, count sheep and you go to sleep. I never did that. Never had a problem sleeping, but I never counted sheep. Mm. This husband showcases his wife and her unique method of falling asleep, and that is she creates hypothetical parties in her head. She plans events in her head that help her fall asleep, specifically dinner parties with celebrities. That's how she lulls herself to sleep. Like her most recent one that she's been doing for the past couple weeks, she's been planning a dinner party at Adele's house and inviting certain people. Idris Elba's going to be there. She's going to be sitting next to Adele. Harry Styles on her other side.
Yeah, here's a little piece of the clip.
She goes in her head to help herself fall asleep.
Yes.
Go on, tell him what you said.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you all the details or else we'll be here for hours. But basically, all summer, I've been going to Adele's house when I go to bed. And Adele's having these, like, different dinner parties. And the guest list changes every night. So, like, the most recent one was very musical. So it's, like, me, Adele, Harry Styles, Idris Elba, Ray is there.
Can I invite Oasis?
I don't know. I have to ask Adele.
You get the idea.
So that's her roommate?
That her husband.
Her husband,
shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
He's nobody's husband.
It's her husband. What do you want me to tell you? And he says, yeah, can I invite Oasis? She goes, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Adele. It's not your dinner party.
Yeah, and he makes, jerk. At the end, he made a joke. She's like, no more jokes or you won't be invited to a dinner.
Watch your mouth.
She's funny.
Yeah, it's great. So I like the idea, though. If you could, I think it's such a flex to bring powerful people to a dinner party when you're just among your peers. Like, to me, I'd bring like Stevie Wonder and Lil Wayne and maybe like, I don't know, Taylor Swift. Like, that would be like, oh my God, you know all these people? I'm like, yeah, I do. They're just my friends. Deal with it. So what? What three well-known public figures, they don't have to be celebrities, would you bring to a dinner party to impress everybody else? Your friends and family, exes included. At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, so we'll get to your hypothetical dinner party coming up in just a second. But my mom stopped by yesterday. My dad was playing golf all day. So she decided to make a little road trip. And you know what happens when she shows up at my house?
She brings food.
She brings all the damn food. She brought me a frozen pizza from Pequod's again. in Chicago. That's a place in Chicago. Italian beef, meatballs, stuff to make meatball subs, homemade mozzarella sticks that she froze. Then I just have to pop in the air fryer, brought me the marinara sauce to go along with it. A lot of stuff. And then she goes, I got to get out of here. The vice president is coming to town, so I don't want to get caught up in that.
That's
I was
right,
like, good yeah. call. Get on the interstate, Mom. Get out of here. So it's nice. Love seeing her. But who would be at your hypothetical celebrity dinner party? Doesn't have to be a celebrity. Just three well-known people you would bring to a dinner to impress everybody else. Who would it be? Valerie said, I'd bring Kevin Hart, Lil Wayne, and Paula Deen for the food. She said, that's a great mix. Yeah. Kevin Hart's going to make everybody laugh. Lil Wayne, just a monster celebrity, might have a little bit of weed on him. And Paula Deen, you know she's going to bring it. Bring all that delicious food.
She's going to make Paula Deen work.
Yeah, I mean, she did specify yeah, for the
invite
food. Paul,
you invite her to your house and she has to cook your food.
I'm sure she would love it, though. Yeah, she would be honored sure to have everybody eat her food. Alicia said, I would bring Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, and Denzel Washington. I feel like Denzel got in there on some other metric. I mean, we know why you're bringing Snoop and Willie.
See, I think Denzel's a tough one for me.
I don't think he'd be that fun at a party.
I don't know how he's going to be fun at a dinner party. He's gonna be fun, but he would have some great stories.
Yeah, if he decides to share them.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, is he in the mood to share? Because he could be quiet.
A little icy, I feel like.
He would be one of mine. Because maybe even my only, because I don't like celebrities. I'm sitting here racking my brain. Three celebrities I'd actually want to sit down.
Just well-known figures.
Yeah. Yeah, Denzel Washington would probably be one.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, how, are you going to catch him on like a bubbly night, or is he going to be like, you know, Denzel from the movies, like kind of stoic and too cool?
I think he'd be so good. And he has a couple of movies I would love to know more about.
And I would make him do some of his more famous monologues from movies I like.
Do you mind?
If Paula Deen's going to cook, Denzel's going to act.
You're damn right.
Everybody's got to perform a little bit something here for us.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.